sprinkled with stars like Ariadne's tiara. Her head was serpent, but oh, bittersweet, she had a woman's mouth, with all its pearls complete, and for her eyes. What could such eyes do there but weep and weep that they were born so fair? As Proserpine still weeps for her Sicilian heir, her throat was serpent, but the words she spake came as through bubbling honey for love's sake, and thus, while Hermes on his pinions lay like a stooped falcon ere he takes his prey.
Fair Hermes, crowned with feathers fluttering light, I had a splendid dream of thee last night. I saw thee sitting on a throne of gold among the gods upon Olympus old, the only sad one, for thou didst not hear the soft, lute-fingered muses chaunting clear, nor even Apollo when he sang alone, deaf to his throbbing throat's long, long melodious moan. I dreamt I saw thee, robed in purple flakes, break amorous through the clouds as morning breaks, and swiftly as a bright Phoebean dart, strike for the Cretan isle. And here thou art. Too gentle, Hermes. Hast thou found the maid?
Whereat the star of Lethe not delayed his rosy eloquence,